This week on Erotic Awakening, Chemical Play.
Welcome to Erotic Awakening, an exploration of all things erotic. If you are offended by adult topics or prohibited by law, we recommend you stop listening right now.
We want to thank our latest Patreon supporters,
Dahlia
and Julia.
Head over to patreon.com/eroticawakening today and get your bonus content and support the show.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dan.
Today on the podcast, well, we have a lot of stuff coming up. We have MS at home and adult nursing and a really interesting topic around power exchange dynamics when one of the people shows out of the norm behavior. We'll be getting into that shortly.
Awesome. So those are just upcoming topics?
Those are upcoming shows on the podcast. But today,
fabulous,
we are going to be talking about the chemical play.
Ooh, chemical play. So what do you want to talk about with chemical play? Because we've got our origin story around this kink and what you've been learning for years now.
Yes. So let's talk about, let me define it first, and then you can go right into the origin story.
Okay.
When we talk about chemical play, we are talking about muscle rubs, Tabasco.
Oh, so things you can put on naughty bits.
Things you can put on naughty
bits. Nice, nice.
And get a reaction from them. We're not talking about chemicals that you might ingest to change your view of the world.
No, no, no. So, yes, things, I was going to say things you could carry in your pocket, but that could cover both realms. So things
right.
that you can put on the naughty bits.
Yes.
Elicit a response.
That's a great definition. And we'll actually go into some of those things specifically in a moment. But you wanted to mention our little origin story with chemical play, where I get to say we've been doing chemical play for over 20 years.
Exactly. So when I tell this story, I've got to set the scene just a little bit, right?
Okay.
Because, and I always age us when we do this, but that's just the way it is. So back then, when we were told about chemical play, there was no internet to research this stuff with, right? So we learned from word of mouth. There was no books. There was a couple of little toy bag guides that were coming out that you could buy. But, you know, there was really no easy way to figure out some of this stuff. And someone had told us about cinnamon oil and how their submissive loved having cinnamon oil put on their clit. So we decided, oh, great. Well, this is an easy kink. This is an easy thing that we can do. You get a little bottle of cinnamon oil, you get a little dabble do.
Mm-hmm.
We put in the power exchange. We tied me to the headboard of the bed.
Fortunately.
Thank God. Well, I don't know about that. I might have been running around the house after this. But a little dabble do you means a little speck will do you.
Mm-hmm.
Not diluted, right? Well, we didn't know that. So, you know, newbies that we were, Dan put on the cinnamon oil, and then it started to burn. And I'm tied to the headboard, and I'm like, okay, I'm done. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. And Dan tries to wash it off with water, and newbie mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
I was sitting up, and that makes the oil run down into the butt crack.
Yes, apparently I missed that part of chemistry class in school where water, or just didn't understand, what does that mean that water, oil is not water soluble? That's not a thing.
Exactly. So it's not, no harm was done, except I couldn't handle the smell of cinnamon for a while after that. If Dan wanted to tease me, he would just pull out that little bottle of cinnamon oil and it's like, oh no, I'm done. I'm done. And we kind of put it aside for a while. Other kinks took our interest.
And when you say for a while, you mean 18 years.
Yes.
So now we'll talk about how we should have used cinnamon oil and what
oh,
you do when the person says they're done.
And we currently play with it now. So, mm-hmm. You know, now that we've started looking for other kinks to retry, other things to do to see if maybe over time our interests have changed or, you know, just to spice things up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
See what I did there? Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Spice things up. So we've looked into some new things. And this is, now we did interview someone on the podcast years back up in New York
mm-hmm.
on chemical play. And I bet that stuck in the back of your brain a little bit.
It did, but it didn't translate into what they were saying into a path.
Mm.
So a little bit of time goes by. And now it's kind of a thing that I really enjoy.
Well, it's an easy thing. You have a little bag of tips and tricks, a little bag of tips and tricks, a little bag of and tubes and vials, and it's kind of like a chemistry professor.
Yeah, and it's convenient for people that live in an RV because it's all very compact. You don't have to swing a flog or anything like that. But let's get into actually what we're talking about a little bit.
Okay.
But before that, I want to do some disclaimers. First off, everything I'm going to say here is not medical advice. Some of the stuff that we're talking about, as we will share with you, can have negative consequences according to a variety of experts. So we'll talk about that. Everyone's experience is going to vary. Now, understand that because everybody's body is different, just because I put a drop of Tabasco on one person, and there's some great examples of that. There is a story or somebody that somebody shared with me that the hottest possible Tabasco sauce, she put a drop on her clit, her friend put a drop on her clit, another friend put a drop on their clit. One person said, oh my God, this is the worst torture ever. The other person came 20 times. And the original person said, this is pretty stimulating, but it wasn't terrible.
Well, we've had our own experience with that, with the class that we taught in Tucson.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that you put on one person is usually mild for people. And we ended up having to use the counter on her after a little while. The other person had the item that should have been extreme torture and barely affected her. So everybody's body is different.
And that's pretty important to keep in mind as you're listening to this. If I say it's something like, in general, you'll find diluted peppermint oil to be very mild, that may be true in general, but it may not be true for you.
Can I throw another disclaimer out there?
Sure.
In that, no people's allergies.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure.
Because we are working with food grade stuff, and there's a lot of us out there with food allergies.
Yep.
So,
not all food grade stuff, which we'll get into in just a moment.
True.
And there you go. So, there's some basic disclaimers. And then the other one that's super important is about safe words. And you can indeed feel free to, if we were playing and I put some, let's say, a muscle rub like Bengay or Tiger Balm on an anal plug, and I put it up your ass, you might say, whoa, I do not enjoy this, and I would like to go ahead and red. And in which case, I will go ahead and remove that butt plug. But as you can imagine, at this point, your body has absorbed some of those chemical, some of that muscle rub. You're going for a ride regardless. Now, we'll talk a little bit about counters that can dilute the experience. But the short version of it is when the safe words don't work, like if somebody's flogging you and you call red, they stop flogging you.
Right, right. You're on for the ride. And we stress that a lot during this class. You know that going in. If you're a top negotiating, make sure you mention that once those chemicals are introduced, you're on for the ride. The counter will help a little bit, like you said, especially with stuff that's still on the skin that hasn't been absorbed yet. So it'll keep it from getting potentially worse, or potentially it'll keep it from getting worse is how I should have ordered those words. But you are along for the ride. And I think the last time we taught this class, we said that about 100 times.
Yeah, we might have overloaded it that last time. So chemical play in general, this is just the use of any substance that could be absorbed through the skin or through certain orifices. In general, people think body lubricants, chili peppers, sauces, oils, muscle rubs, like we mentioned. But there's a variety of other substances that we could talk about as well. Now, the reason you might be interested in chemical play, well, you might be a lazy fuck. And man, I don't feel like I want to get an extreme response from you. And I don't feel like swinging a flogger or hitting you with a paddle five times.
You could have a chemistry professor kink.
Fair.
And line it all up. When I said that at the beginning of the podcast, I was like, ooh, I can see you dressed up as a professor and have your chemicals lined up there.
A little bit of mad scientist play. Sure.
That would be awesome.
It's also something really, it's kind of exotic. You don't normally see this in the dungeon, right?
Right.
So people that are like, well, I want to try something new. Oh, well, this is absolutely something new that you could try.
Mm-hmm.
And Dawn, you talk a little bit about fear play.
Oh, absolutely. Fear play. So if you guys have been listening for a while, you know, I have a thing for fear play, and it's really hard to describe, but that's okay. With this stuff, there is absolutely a sense of fear for me. The first time you put the muscle rub on me, I'm like, okay, so I'm doing this. All right, I wonder what's going to happen. Is it going to drop me to my knees? Am I going to get floaty? Am I, you know, oh, there's the heat, you know? Mm-hmm. And once you start feeling those reactions and knowing that you have no control, that the chemical is actually in control, there is a lot of fear play there, because as the heat starts ramping up, it's like, oh, fuck, where's this going?
Right.
Because I'm along for the ride. So, yeah, definitely fear play.
Now, the part I mentioned earlier, not medical advice. So we are going to let you know there are, well, at least two medical documentations of people actually passing from overuse. And in this case specifically, I'm thinking about menthol salicylate, which is the wintergreen scented ingredient that you'll find in like Bengay or Tiger Balm.
Mm-hmm.
There's two medically documented aspects where people have died from accidental overdoses.
But they slathered it
yes.
on, right? So they slathered it on like, yes, sunscreen.
Like sunscreen, right. So that is dangerous from that perspective. We've mm-hmm. certainly, I've got many, many instances of people, again, they like to put it on their butt plug and shove it in, or doing all kinds of cool stuff like that.
I would start slow. See how your body reacts, right?
Absolutely. For the safest approach, if you want to do chemical play, but you want to keep it safe, then limit yourself to substances intended to be eaten, right?
Now, or brush your teeth with.
Or brush your teeth with, which we'll get to as well. Now, granted, you still have to know your allergies, and there even just about anything can be toxic if it's over applied. If you grab a bottle of the hottest hot sauce and chug it on down, yeah, that might not go well for you.
No.
Now, we've mentioned the word counters a couple times. Counters, as we mentioned, are substances that might reduce or minimize the effects. You can't rely on them, but they are valuable to keep on hand, and generally they will minimize the effect or reduce the effect.
And again, I want to point out here that counters, some of them are food grade. Make sure you know people's allergies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, for some of us, we know our own selves, so we know to look at gluten and things like that. But one of these counters is dairy.
Yep.
And the last class we did, someone brought up their dairy allergies.
Yeah.
So that was good during negotiation.
That is a great call out. When you are topping for this, you're going to use a Q-tip as an applicator so that you have a great level of control.
And you keep it off your own hands.
Absolutely. There's a huge difference between a drop of cinnamon oil and a splash of cinnamon oil, and you want to be able to control that.
No, oh, I just clenched completely up.
So when we talk about chemical play, what are some of the sensations? Now we generally use mild and medium and heavy. There's extreme as well. This will be the second time I say everybody's bodies are different. So just mm-hmm. because we're saying this is going to be mild, and I have a great example of that as we go through here. So for example, in the mild category, we have cinnamon toothpaste. Cinnamon or mint toothpaste. Of course, this is the exact same toothpaste that you brush your teeth with. Put a big old dollop of cinnamon toothpaste in your hand and rub it all over your cock or rub it into your puss. And in general, people suggest this is a mild sensation.
Mm-hmm, for the most part.
For the most part. I have a partner that thinks this is the worst torture ever. People are different.
Right.
I have applied the cinnamon toothpaste to my own cock and anally, and I find it mildly stimulating, mildly tingly, but not the biggest deal in the world. Matter of fact, nothing that even occurs to me that, oh, I should bring in the cinnamon toothpaste while I take a shower today. It just doesn't, it's mild enough that I don't even think about it.
And we've done a few of these, like on my nipples,
mm-hmm.
where it's the same thing. It's like some people would get a response, but my nipples are, God, I don't want to use the word tough. That's not sexy at all. but thicker than my normal skin. And I don't feel anything with a lot of these on the nipples.
Another mild one that you can do is a good old Listerine strip or an Altoid and mix that with kissing or oral.
We've been doing that forever.
Yes, we have.
So that's
But
kind of
that's
cool.
mainly because I like a fresh breath. So I put
Oh,
that, I like those Listerine strips.
they used to have the cinnamon Listerine strips. I haven't seen those
No,
in
they don't have those
forever.
anymore. I've been actively looking for them. When you think about a more medium, right, bringing it up a notch, Bengay, Icy Hot, all of the muscle rubs, they are considered more of a medium feel.
Nah, man, for me, I you slapped that on me while I was standing in the kitchen. I had my legs very spread apart so they didn't touch each other because it was so fucking hot.
What else would you say about that experience of, I mean, can you explain? Is it like, does it remind you of fire or does it remind you of being a stingy toy or?
No, more like fire. Yeah, it is definitely a heat. So, and it starts small and then it just ramps right up.
And then when we move into the heavier stuff, we're thinking wasabi, jalapeno peppers, Tabasco, all these. Again, the intent is you can apply any of these to any part of skin and you are unlikely to get much of a response. Applying to nipples, you're going to might get a little response. But then when you get actually to your more intimate areas that we're talking anal, vaginas, cocks, these are where you're going to get the significant responses.
And you actually did a little test patch on me when it came to the wasabi because I'd never had that before, like literally never eaten it, never anything. And I got a little red from it on my shoulder where you tried it out. So we did not actually do that one on me. So.
And we'll talk a little bit more about some of the more flexible things in a moment, but let's take a moment to talk about how you're going to test for allergies beforehand. Any of these, and even if you think, oh, I've had Tabasco, I'm sure I've had Tabasco before. Well, do the allergy test anyway, just for fun. A great spot to test is the inner crux of your elbow. And just put a little bit of whatever chemical, whatever you're planning on playing with, put it there, cover it with a Band-Aid, wait 5 to 15 minutes. As Dawn mentioned with the wasabi, her skin actually showed a physical reaction. Somebody that we did the demoing most recently had a physical, a little bit of a rash response. And that generally means that's, look, there's plenty of things to play with. Let's skip that one. If you got a rash response from wasabi, no problem. Let's switch to Bengay or Tabasco or something like that. Now, we haven't mentioned in our mild, medium, heavy, the good old cinnamon oil. What we found out, cinnamon oil at full strength is extreme.
Very extreme.
So what I've done is I've got some diluted cinnamon oil with a 20 to 1, 10 to 1, or 5 to 1 dilution ratio, where I'm diluting it with another substance by that much so that I can have a little bit of control between the mild, medium, and heavy cinnamon oil effects.
Right. So, and here again, I like to point out allergies because what you're cutting it with is another oil, which can be the jojoba, if I pronounce that right, olive oil, avocado oil. So, if someone is allergic to, make sure you tell the people while you're negotiating what you've diluted it with because, again, some people can be allergic to whatever oil it is that you're using.
So, Don, I'm going to test your knowledge
Okay.
on counters.
Oh, I'm not good on counters. I'm not a top, but let's see what I can do.
If I was going to use mint toothpaste on you, what counter would I have nearby?
Probably soap and water on a washcloth.
Ding, that is
Oh,
correct.
nice.
Again, the idea of counters, if you were doing needle play, then you would want to have a sharps container nearby and hopefully, just in case things go wrong, some bandages or something to deal with perhaps an unnecessary amount of blood. Counters are the exact same thing. If things go funny, I want to have these on hand to help counter the effect.
So always have these with you, kind of like we wrote with safety scissors.
Exactly so. All
So
right, Dawn, the counter for Icy Hot.
the counter for Icy Hot, I don't know, but if I was the bottom, what I picture is cold, oh, sour cream. Really?
Hot, nope. Soap and water. You immediately wipe off as much as you can that's, you know, not been ingested into the skin yet or absorbed into the skin, and then soap and water.
So as the bottom, what I remember is hot, 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 hot. Put cold on, put cold on. So no, soap and water. Yep. Good to know.
And how about Tabasco?
I'm still going with sour cream.
Sour cream is a great
sour cream.
Sour cream is a great counter for, so is milk, so is a couple of other things. And finally, and this one you should know by heart, cinnamon oil.
Do I? I'm going to say soap and water again. I think the soap will break down the oil.
Correct. First off, I want to wipe off any outside that's left not absorbed yet, and then soap, and then soapy water.
Okay.
Remember that water alone will not...
Water alone spreads it to all the nooks and crannies.
But I prefer, of all soaps, Dawn. And maybe this is just an illusion in my head, but it clearly says on the label, breaks down grease and oil.
Oh, we remember the commercials about breaks down from like, oh, this is so sad, but the oil spills.
Yes.
Dawn is what they use to clean up the little animals that were affected.
Aw, poor little animals.
Yes.
They shouldn't do chemical play.
Ooh.
And that is your chemical play in a nutshell. One person mentions that they love muscle rubs so much so that it's close to tears and puts me to panic, but that's actually a kink of theirs. Another person says earth-shattering orgasms. One thing that normally you would talk about, this is kind of a mix, is this chemical play, is this food play, is figging and ginger. I have a wonderful pump and some ginger oil. That,
like a syringe sort
it's like
of
a syringe
thing?
But it is literally called a lube pump.
Okay.
I don't know what it's normally used for.
Probably lube.
Or kinky goodness. That we can use to pump ginger oil into a yoni or into a pussy.
Oh, we do we?
The person that told me about this, the person that told me about this said it caused his lover 80 orgasms before he lost count.
There's a lot of people that love figging, and like you said, this definitely falls into that category, right? Ginger root. If you don't know what figging is, it is peeled ginger root that is put up the butt, and you're not supposed to clench. So usually it goes with caning. Because the people will clench around. Just make sure that if you use ginger root, I do want to throw this out there since we're talking about it. If you do use ginger root, make sure it has a, what do they call it? A flange on the bottom so that it doesn't get sucked into your butthole, because that would be a hell of an emergency room trip. You're in pain and they have to fish out a ginger root.
Some nice things
nice
things, just quick notes about figging. As Dawn mentioned, you want to carve it down a bit to expose the ginger itself. And if after half an hour you want to keep going, you can just carve it a little more. And don't use lubes. That will deaden the effect.
Oh, kind of like putting Vaseline on it. It can't get through the Vaseline.
Right. And there you go. Again, if this is something that you want to pursue, I would recommend toothpaste as a great spot to start. The one thing we didn't mention is there's a variety of things you can buy directly from your sex store or at this point, CVS, like different rubs and lubes for sex from like Trojan and such. In general, they are all very, very mild, and I have yet to have anyone say that, yes, I enjoyed this particular Trojan body simulation.
Right. But we're from the kink community where we're a little more extreme, maybe is the word I'm going to use. And I know that's not everybody. These things are a perfect place to start. But my experience has been, oh, yeah, I think I feel a little something. So, yeah. It's a good place to start.
Yep. And there you go. And there's your chemical play.
Awesome.
You and I, if you would like, well, wow, this sounds really interesting, but I would like to see it in person.
We're actually teaching it in a couple places, like starting tomorrow.
So as of tomorrow, you can find us in Ohio teaching this. But after that,
we will be in Maryland.
Pennsylvania,
Indiana,
Chicago,
Michigan,
Kansas City,
and Las Vegas. So keep up with all our events, book news, discounts, and more via the Erotic Awakening newsletter.
And get your EA shout out like Glenn from Pennsylvania,
Kaylin from Ohio,
Sir Sin from Texas,
and Jazz from Georgia.
Head over to eroticawakening.com and subscribe today.
Indeed. So, Dan, we do have a few tentacles. No food on boobs, I don't think. So, but on our Discord, a lot of people, when they come across the tentacles, like to send them to me. Or Instagram. I get some on personal messages on Instagram, too. But there was a squid crocheted willy warmer by Minotaurus.
I saw that. I would wear that. Absolutely, I would wear that.
That was kind of cool looking. And then this one was hot. So the girl grabbed in bed by tentacles.
That was like a little 4 or 5 panel story. I thought that was
like
pretty nice.
Like from a graphic novel sort of page. So that was really awesome.
The tentacle tree root I thought was super fascinating. It was just kind of accidentally nature being naughty, I guess.
Yeah, so that was
Minotaurus
cool.
Put that out there for us.
Fabulous. And then...
I don't know what kind of insanely monstrous cock Trover has, but this heavy-duty pocket pussy that he shared with us, it would take a serious licking and keep on ticking.
Well, they had it in like an iron. So they had put the pocket pussy in like an iron, steel maybe, I don't know, thing with handles. So I'm like picturing this dude with a pocket pussy on his penis going rawr, rawr, kind of like a jackhammer. I want to see what his arm muscles look like, because that takes some strength.
You go ahead and keep picturing that. Be part of the Erotic Awakening community.
You can support us on Patreon and get early access to the podcast, a free version of the audiobook Polyamory Toolkit, free ebooks, member-only Discord access, and more. Find all the goodies at patreon.com/eroticawakening today.
And help others find us. Take a moment to support the podcast.
Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
Or just tell your friends.
Join the conversation with us and other listeners.
Use the links from the Erotic Awakening website for our growing Discord channel.
Feel free to reach out to us.
Contact us with questions, podcast comments, or just to say hi.
We are Dan and Dawn on Fet Life,
Erotic Awakening on Instagram,
or just email us at danandawn@eroticawakening.com.
Bye, Dawn.
Bye, Dan.